Costa Rica signs deal to accept foreigners deported from the U.S. by Christian K. Caruso on March 24, 2026. The government of Costa Rica on Monday signed an agreement with the United States to receive illegal migrants from other countries deported by the U.S. The non-binding deal was signed on the occasion of the official visit of U.S. Special Envoy for the Shield of the Americas Kristi Noem to San Jose, where she met with outgoing President Rodrigo Chavez and President-elect Laura Fernandez, who will take office on May 8. In a video published by the Costa Rican presidency on Facebook, Chavez detailed that the agreement is a voluntary collaboration protocol between Costa Rica and the U.S. so that the Central American nation once again act as an ally of the United States on the issues that matter in the hemisphere. "We are very proud to have partners such as the President and Costa Rica who are working with us to ensure that individuals who are in our country illegally have the opportunity to return to their home countries," Chavez said. "It is a voluntary agreement. Under this protocol, we could refuse entry to anyone or decline to accept individuals of specific nationalities. But we will cooperate within the framework of human rights in our country," he continued. Noem, for her part, said that the U.S. is proud to have partners such as President Chavez and Costa Rica who are working with America to ensure that illegal migrants have the opportunity to go back home to their countries. "I am now the special envoy to the Shield of Americas, which is a coalition of countries in the Western Hemisphere that President Trump has established with Secretary Rubio's leadership as well. And we believe that Costa Rica will be a foundational partner and leader in this shield that will make sure that our neighboring countries address our challenges together, address our security threats together as well, but that we also partner on economic prosperity and security," Noem said. The Costa Rican presidency disclosed additional details through a statement published on its social media accounts. The presidency informed that it has first estimated that up to 25 people could be transferred to the country each week, with the figure adjustable as determined by the country. "The United States will provide the necessary financial support, while the International Organization for Migration, IOM, will provide assistance such as housing and food, at no direct cost to Costa Rica. Once on Costa Rican soil, these individuals will be processed in accordance with Costa Rican immigration law and granted temporary legal status while their status is being determined," the statement read in part. Related, Trump is breaking records with the amount of illegals he's deporting. "The agreement guarantees respect for human rights, including protection against return to countries where individuals may face danger or persecution," the statement continued. Costa Rica is one of the Latin American countries that form part of Shield of the Americas Security Initiative against cartels, illegal and mass migration, foreign interference, and other security threats to the region.